Oh, hey. Hi there. I'm Lisa. You're probably wondering what you're getting into here, aren't you? Don't worry. I'll explain. You know how everybody has that weird friend who does weird things with weird people in weird places, seems to have adventures no one else has? You have a friend like that, right? I mean, everybody does. You see, it turns out, though, for a whole lot of people, I am that weird friend, which was kind of a surprise to me, honestly. I mean, it's not like I don't know that I'm weird. There is ample evidence for that. You can just trust me. Like, there's even a short kid in New England who has me tattooed on his shoulder. That's weird, right? I mean, it's cool, but it's weird. So what was surprising for me is that these people, they talk. And then they tell my friend Lisa stories. Stories about things that I did not realize were particularly weird until I found out about the stories. And once I found out about stories, it became a goal to give everyone, everywhere, my friend Lisa stories of their own, like a mission from God. So, that cashier who told her family about Melania Trump's Slovenian cousin buying the turkey jerky, that's a my friend Lisa story. She doesn't know that. The guy who got a Barbie head for Christmas? My friend Lisa. Now, anywho, I told Dale I would try and make this short. So one of the weird things that I did was call up this dude I met at a conference and convince him to start a political satire podcast skewering Trump. And that weird guy was Dale. 4.5 years later, and a wildly successful run for BS de Resistance, available wherever you get your pods. Like and subscribe today. Thank you. My weird friend Dale and I have collected a whole bunch of our weird friends, and we have convinced them to play along with us. It's too long, right?
Yes, it's too long.
Sorry. Okay, cutting to the chase here. Let's see. I don't know. I don't know if I'm up for that.
You're rambling.
Fine. Okay. Well, with Trump gone, me and Dale, kind of enjoyed having a functional government again, and we didn't feel the need to rage against it podcastically.
Podcastically?
It's a word. You know, you're the one making it long with all these interruptions. I'm just saying, all right?
Okay.
So the point is, we've got this big collection of weirdos who like making weird things with us, and all of these weirdos, what they tend to have in common is a weird friend named Lisa. That's me. And we'd like you to be friends with us, too. Not we, Lisa, in the royal sense, but we, all of us weird people who are friends together. You can still be normies if you like, because that's okay. You don't have to be weird. But
it does help if you're weird. I mean, it really does.
Right. Yeah. So the point is, the weird thing that Lisa, me, is doing right now is that I am making a podcast variety show with my other weird friends. It's a little sketch comedy, some improv, my friends, original songs, and really, who knows what else? I mean, what do you think? Are you in? It's going to be so much fun.
So much fun. Just say yes to her. She's like a freaking golden retriever. She won't stop until you throw the ball.
Throw the ball! Yeah. Throw the ball!
There, go get it. There it is. There it is. Throw the ball.
Yay. Yeah. Okay. Right. So let's play, all right?
Okay.
Welcome to my friend Lisa. Hey, Dale, can we make bobbleheads?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
It'd be fun. Let me order.
Look. Ball over there.
Ball.
Good girl. Go get it. Go get it. Who's good girl? Who's good girl?
And now, direct from the Lone Star State, it's the My Friend Lisa Show. Featuring the Suffolk and Good Players. With music by Chris Mezzalesta and his orchestra. And now, please welcome Lisa Graham.
No, please stop. Okay, come on, a little more. Okay, now stop. No, that's enough. Look, just sit down. People, wow. You guys are awesome. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that wonderful, warm welcome. I just have to say, we've got a great show for you. It's great to be here in Galveston. How's everybody doing tonight? Yeah.
Morning. Who are you talking to?
Shh.
Like I said, we have got a great show for you tonight.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
Isn't he cute, everybody?
Aww. Give me some food.
This is my son, Jake, who should know by now that this is Mommy's special and uninterruptible private time, right? Right?
But I'm starving.
You'll live.
Also, Thunder frothed all over your computer.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's got chunks in it. It's really gross. Also, I think he ate a bird.
Okay. You win. Monkey, you win. Let's go inspect the damage.
Oh, I think Larry's eating Thunder's barf.
Oh, great. Okay.
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Oh, man. Your computer is totally trash.
What?
Whoa. What's with the fancy, glittery gown? Are we going somewhere? Do I have to put on pants?
No.
I think we gave all my ties to Goodwill.
Look, no. It's just... Okay. It's a long story, so...
Mommy was in her pretend world again.
Really, honey? I thought we talked about this.
We did.
She's like an 8-foot bunch
and?
Of lettuce.
And you said that it was cool as long as I didn't actually hire an orchestra.
What was that?
That was Sheila E. She's on drums.
I heard a band. Not an orchestra. A band.
With a horn section?
Yes.
Wait, Sheila E. is in our closet.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't be silly. It's break time, union. You know. So, I mean, maybe it's kind of a big band, I guess?
Yeah. Like an orchestra.
Exactly, but not, because they're a band.
Yeah.
My head hurts.
I know. It'll be fine.
What?
Just go...
I told you that this wasn't a good idea. I don't know why you did it again.
Hey.
There's still barf on your computer, Mom.
Oh, God.
I would bet you'd remember if you had anyone who spends a day with Lisa has so much fun, and you know that can't be bad. She talks to herself in a little padded booth. Then people send her money. I swear it's the truth. That's Lisa, one of a kind. Lisa. In hurricanes or freezing rain or any kind of weather, if you're feeling sad, she'll make you so glad that you spent this time together. She drowns out the sounds of current events and a whole lot of prints. That's Lisa, easy to find Lisa. If you want to go to see her put on a show, you won't ever need a visa. And you haven't heard the strangest part yet. She secretly thinks that she's Carol Burnett. Her house is like a miniature zoo. She'll always make extra room for you. And then Lisa, out of her mind, Lisa. My friend Lisa can be your friend too.
Your life is hectic enough. Isn't it all just too much? You deserve serenity. Try long-lasting aromatic plug-in smell shades, now with THC. They come in three terrific scents: Grateful Dead, Incense and Peppermints, and Long Strange Trip.
Damn it!
What's wrong?
I can't find my damn car keys.
Don't worry, Bob. Just breathe.
What? To breathe? You and your new agey bull.
You were saying?
I don't remember.
Go somewhere. and yet nowhere. New Smell Shades plug-ins. Find your groovy. Not to be inhaled by minors. Do not drive, operate heavy machinery, or sign any legally binding documents until at least 4 hours after use.
Oh, yeah. I like to order a pizza to go and no anchovies.
All right, and then we go into the funny bits. I take the dog to the groomer. They dye his hair pink. That's not funny. That is awesome. I would do that.
Okay, mommy?
Not a good idea.
Mommy?
What?
Mom.
Yes.
Mom? Mm. Mommy?
Jake.
Hey, Mom.
What?
Mom.
Jake.
Mommy.
What?
Mommy.
Jake, come on.
Mommy?
Yes?
Mama?
Okay.
Mommy?
Look,
mommy.
I need a minute.
Mom.
I
got...
What? Can you not see that I am trying to get just one thought down on paper? Just one, please. What do you need?
Mommy, can I have screen time?
No.
I did my worksheets, I petted the dogs, and I need a break.
Oh, you've been working too hard. Okay, you need a break.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. Mom needs a smoke break anyway, so it's fine. Yes, you may. Watch videos.
Yay! Mm-hmm. Polycultural Academy is on!
Polly Wada Wada? Is this a school thing?
No. It's a show about this really cool school where everybody is a super justice hero warrior.
Well, that sounds violent. Try not to learn anything, okay?
Oh, I won't.
I know.
Welcome back, students. Have you picked up today's trophy yet? Check by the front office if you missed it. We are all very special. You all are superheroes. Time to shine.
Is this the place I'm supposed to be? I got turned around at the juice bar.
Oh, yes. You're our new student, Atticus Renfro, right? You are in exactly the right place. Our safe space class is for everyone, and we meet you where you are.
Okay. I'm right here, I guess.
Reminder, today's lunch is Thai and German, so order your pad Thai schnitzel on your iPads.
Again? Yuck. I'm so bored with these multicultural lunches. Just give me a good PB&J and I'll die happy.
You know we don't do peanuts, Sasha. Dream on.
Oh.
Class, I'd like to introduce you to our newest student, Atticus Renfro. We'll have to call him Atticus R because we already have two other Atticuses here. Or is it Attici? I don't know. Well, let's just parking lot that question for our conversational Latin class. Now then, class?
Hi, Atticus R!
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to PC Academy, Atticus R.
I got canceled from my last school. They thought I hit a girl, but I just asked her to the dance.
Oh, that's just got to feel rotten. Like an injustice. How did you react non-confrontationally?
Actually, my dad is suing. He's a lawyer.
The law can be applied unevenly, even to us privileged folk.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing your vulnerability. Take a beanbag over there with the Coltons and the Bethanys. Okay, class. Today is the day we demonstrate our superpowers to each other. You have 1 minute to show us what you're best at. Let's see. Sasha, you're up.
Okay. My superpower, suppose you're getting threatened on the playground. Somebody gets too close or starts yelling at you, you know, picking on you, and they're in your face. You're all alone, and you want to hide, but then, dun dun dun!
You're gonna sing at them?
Interpretive dance?
Mm-mm, no.
Peace pipe time?
No.
My mom loves peace pipe time.
No, shh, you guys. It's anti-bully to the rescue! And when I come on the scene, that bully better watch out, because I'll lay him or her flat. I'm skilled in Krav Maga and MMA. I may be vegan, but, you know, blood doesn't bother me. I've got your back on a sneak attack.
Yay!
Thanks. Thank you. you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. I can imagine that bullies think twice after that. Excellent, excellent. Thank you, thank you. Who's next? Oh, Ramon.
My superpower is best described as bringing people to the table.
You're a maitre d'?
No. If there's any disagreement that can't be resolved, I work carefully to bring the two sides together. Compromise is possible when we can just sit down with each other. That's where I come in.
Are you a lawyer or a therapist?
No. Now, listen. My signature move? I bang their heads together.
Oh.
Think, people. Once they're stunned, they look at the issues in a whole new way. Believe me, it's super effective. The mediator is on the job. Thank you.
Really, really good.
Impressive. Tomorrow, we'll continue with the rest of you. Cannot wait to hear how you're embodying our ideals for conflict resolution, acceptance, and peace. Let's form a circle and sing our school song.
Get some peace. I mean, it's always on the mothers. You notice this? All of it. The meals, the housework. We can't have it all. They say, oh no, we already have it all. All of the work, all of the responsibility, all of the interruptions.
PC!
I'm PC! Coming, monkey. Keep your pants
awesome
on.
Cape in purple.
This portion of My Friend Lisa is brought to you by Doctors with Borders.
Uh-oh. This rash, I've never seen it before. I wonder if it could be an allergy or Ebola.
Are you positive you've come down with something serious, but your doctor won't return your calls, and you don't want to drive to the emergency room again? Has your hypochondria driven all your roommates away?
Oh, God.
What's wrong, doctor?
Those cheapskates at my HMO keep cutting my reimbursements. How will I ever pay my malpractice insurance? Why, I might even have to lease a pre-owned Lexus next year.
We can solve both your problems. Doc, you can cure your cash flow issues.
I can.
And you can get your medical questions answered instantly, no matter how far-fetched they are.
Really? Well, that's great. But... how?
Announcing Doctors with Borders. Move into a spare room in a genuine doctor's apartment, and he or she will be on call 24/7 for you. And you get your own little section of the fridge.
Wow. No more Ebola worries for me. But now I'm hearing voices.
Did you say 24/7? I want to make sure.
It's in the fine print. Doctors with Borders, the clinically proven cure for hypochondria. Download our lease agreement with malpractice waiver. Doctor's section of fridge is strictly off limits. Any actual cases of Ebola will result in immediate eviction.
And now, the newest hit on the Right Line Broadcasting Network, it's time to find your right match. Yeehaw! The show that puts relationships on the right track. No liberals or demo rats need apply.
Everybody, we've got another great show for you today. Our contestant comes from Mishap Gorge, Tennessee. Would you please welcome Amber?
Woo, 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 woo.
Hey, y'all. I failed my missus at Alabama. Roll Tide.
All righty now. Who's ready to help Amber?
Find your right match.
We are. Terrific, terrific. Amber, we've pre-screened your eligible dates on their social media, church affiliation, NRA membership status, and of course, racial profiles. Are you ready with your questions?
Oh, I sure am, Chuck. Okay, righteous man number one. If you had to choose between a date with me or a good old-fashioned mask burning, which one would you choose?
Well, sugar, I'd pick you up and take you to the bonfire.
Ooh, that's hot.
Ain't no good time to be had if you don't have your woman by your side or over your shoulder, whatever works.
I love it. You know I'd TikTok you if I did, or you did, or if either one of us TikToked. Now, number two, what is the largest armament you've ever made whoopee on?
Wow, I gotta think about this one. Probably my tank.
Ooh, that sounds so hot.
It is, especially when it's just been fired.
You're naughty. I'd have to wait for our wedding day for that one. I don't want to melt my purity ring, but I am excited.
Okay,
now, number three. What kind of tattoos do you have?
Tattoos, well, let's see. I got Bible verses on my left arm.
Ooh.
Nationalist symbols on the right.
Ooh.
And a giant R.I.P. Rush on my tushy.
Bless his soul.
You'll have to see the rest of them on our date.
Oh, all righty then. You're naughty too. You guys are making choosing so hard. Man number one, describe our perfect first date.
Well, if it wasn't an uprising, I would take you to the shooting range, see what you got.
Ooh.
And out to a fine buffet dinner.
Golden Corral?
Cracker Barrel, perhaps, if we're feeling, you know, luxurious.
Cracker Barrel? Oh, that's fancy.
And maybe to one of our meetings with the tiki torches.
Ew.
Quite romantic.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Ooh, it's so hard. I think I'm ready, Chuck.
Well, that was fast, Amber.
Well, look, when you know, you just know.
Fantastic. Okay, what's your final decision, Amber?
I choose righteous man number one.
Holy moonshine. That's what I call an Amber alert. The good kind this time.
Oh, so fun.
That makes me a proud boy for sure.
Come on over and meet your right match.
Woo! Yeah! Considerations were paid by the Koch brothers, My Pillow, the NRA, Goya Beans, the RNC, and of course, Paula White's Church of the Golden Calf, now selling their exclusive line of Trump autographed Bibles. Praise Jesus.
See y'all next time, if the rapture don't get us first.
Closet. Okay, so let's take some questions, shall we? Let's see, over there. You, sir, in the Get Off My Planet t-shirt.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's a thrill.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'm glad you're here, man. Your question?
Yeah, so, you're a white woman?
Yes.
And?
Uh-huh.
You have dreadlocks.
Yes.
And?
They're purple.
You're white. Are you sure that's okay?
No. Crap. I mean, this is hard. I don't know. It could be okay. I mean, maybe there's an exception or something if you're cool or kind of cool or just really wish you were Linda Perry. Time out. That's the lead singer of Four Non Blondes. And if you guys would just Google the What's Up video, that is exactly how I look in my head. Only a teeny tiny bit in real life, but in my head, it me completely. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt the flow, but if we're going to be friends, you know, we should get to know each other a little bit. Anywho, honestly, sir, back to you. I don't know.
You don't know.
If it's okay. No.
You don't know.
Okay. I don't
know. Well, who does know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess KK would know. I'll call her. You know, hang on. We'll ask her. Hang on.
Okay.
All right.
White House operator, good morning.
Yes, hello. Good morning to you. KK around anywhere?
I'm sorry? Who?
Oh, sorry. Me too. I meant Vice President Harris.
Oh, is she expecting your call?
No, but tell her it's her friend Lisa.
Okay, I will pass that along.
Okay, I'll hold. Thanks.
Ms. Lisa?
Yes?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but please hold for the Vice President.
Hey, KK, thank you for taking my call.
Girl, what's up?
Hey, look, Linda Perry, that's what's up. She is so hot.
Lily, mm-hmm. Is this why you called? I'm a bit busy.
Doing what? It is not why I called. I'm sorry. I know you got that whole new job and thing. Look, I'm sorry. I'm doing a show right this second, and one of my guests has pointed out to me that I am a white woman.
Yes, you are. I've seen you dance.
What? Hey, I thought we weren't going to talk about Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? Did you need me to confirm your whiteness for your guest?
Yes!
Shh. No. He also noted that I have locks.
Uh-huh.
Well?
Well, what?
Is that cool?
Are you black?
I thought we established this.
Uh-huh.
Look, it's an homage to my Celtic roots.
Celtic? Name one.
Boudica.
Boudica? Name two.
Schmoudica.
Stop it.
So, all right, is it okay, though? I mean...
Lily, this is your problem.
I'm nice.
I have work to do.
I know, but, I mean, come on, this is...
Saving the country?
Oh, come on.
Administering shots myself?
You are not.
You don't know that. And I have to go. I've got a meeting to set up Trump's arrest.
You do? Oh!
You don't know that either. Bye!
Okay, cool. Bye! Wait, does the purple help at least a little bit?
Maybe.
Huh. Well? Well, there you have it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Locks approved.
But...
And now back to the show!
Jesus is my neighbor.
Again? Oh, I knew it. That kid is at it again. Hey, neighbor.
Yeah?
Hey there. I see you're doing some carpentry.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you can't do that in this neighborhood. It's in the bylaws.
Well, come on now, man. Mortal laws mean nothing to me, man. And yes, I can, as long as the construction takes place during working hours. Section 37, subsection 14 A, B, and F.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, I had my dad look over the bylaws. Working hours, Mr. Ted.
But it's 2 a.m.
This is when I work. I'm mysterious like that.
It's not mysterious. It's annoying. What are you building, anyway?
Just a sign. I like signs.
A sign?
Mysterious signs are the best, you know what I'm saying?
Are you high?
Oh, on high, my neighbor, on high. I'm just putting up a sign so people will know where to park. Yes, I see. I guess my dad should have told you. You sure you didn't get a tablet next to the burning bush? I mean, it's Dad's favorite comms platform. It's such a Luddite, right?
Burning? The tablet? What does your dad have to do with any of this?
Well, you know, he usually handles the covenants. I guess he slipped up this time. Who says he doesn't make mistakes? All right, here's the deal. Some of the guys are moving in with me, you know?
The bylaws definitely say you can't have long-term guests.
No, it doesn't. And they're not guests, more like a club, you know, fraternity, you know? Yeah, Dad said you free. You're just lucky he doesn't smite on Tuesdays. That's his bowling day. Nice one, Dad! Strike!
Smite?
Strike.
You said smite.
No, strike.
Smite.
Strike, definitely strike.
Smite!
Okay, fine, grumpy pants. You want boils or frogs?
What?
Wasps? Well, okay. Kind of weird, but all right.
What the hell?
What? What? You said wasps.
I heard you. Jesus, they're everywhere. Help!
Okay, man. You're very tense.
What just happened? Where are the wasps? What?
You asked for help. And the smiting, actually. Really, you shouldn't just make up your mind here. Just all over the place. I'll tell you what. Look, let me be a good neighbor here. Come on over into the yard. Have a seat by the pool. Maybe rest a bit. You're having a bad day. Hide it. Whatever.
That's it. It's nighttime. I'm dreaming. None of this is happening.
Uh-huh.
This is crazy.
Uh-huh. You want a drink?
Is your pool filled with wine?
Dude, yes. Isn't that the best trick? Dad taught me that one. Huh? Funny, Dad.
You know, that's not bad. But you're still nuts.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion. Hang on, I gotta take this. Yeah, Dad, what's up?
Hey, son! We gotta go pop up on the My Pillow guy again. That bastard's still talking like he knows me. Time for a chat.
Sounds like fun. Okay, neighbor, duty calls. You're on your own. Be careful not to fall in, all right?
This neighborhood is really changing. Jesus Christ.
What?
How are you doing that?
Peace, dude. I am everywhere. Like, literally everywhere. I'm in your sock drawer right now.
But my
No, I'm kidding, man. I'm with your wife.
Jesus.
He's new to the hood, just trying to fit in, always up to all good. Jesus Christ,
what up?
Jesus is my neighbor. He's on his own, living his life. His old man is a crank, but he pays the rent. All those roommates and still no wife. It's Jesus Christ.
Hey, yeah.
Jesus is my neighbor.
New this season on Fox, it's Hey Neighbor.
Actually, the H stands for Hung Like a Yak.
Everybody's favorite messiah. Tuesday at 8, 7 Central, only on Fox.
Jesus is hung like a yak. That does sound divine, actually. Okay, people, we have just one more thing for y'all, and then...
Mom! Monkey,
mommy, not now.
Mommy,
not now.
Mommy, I need a sandwich. I want to starve.
No, you're not. You ate like 10 minutes ago. I'm sorry, folks, kids. Am I right? You know?
Sandwich. Give me a sandwich.
I can only take about 30 seconds of this. The child knows how to wear me down and then make me cry, bleed internally. Anyway, all right. So we will see y'all next time. I will handle the sandwich. I'm going to make you a sandwich. Stop, for the love of God, stop talking. Yes, so see y'all next time. Mr. Announcer, do your thing. Okay?
Just do it. What? Already? But
yes.
What about there was another
make a sandwich? We'll get to that in the next episode.
Can I have gummy worms in my sandwich?
Oh, you said that last time.
I won't stick them up my nose this time, I promise.
Just seriously.
Okay.
And of course you can put gummy bears on your sandwich.
I
cannot work under these conditions.
I can wiggle my head like this when they're in it, like...
This episode of My Friend Lisa was written by Lori Firth, Lisa Graham, and Dale Leopold, and featured the vocal talents of the Suffolk and Good Players, Dustin Ebaugh, Lori Firth, Lisa Graham, Mara Juneau, Dale Leopold, Nancy McLemore, Chris Mazzalesta, Karen O'Brien, and George Washington III. Original music composed and performed by Chris Mazzalesta. The show theme was written by Dale Leopold and Chris Mazzalesta and sung by Chris Mazzalesta. The PC Academy song was written by Lori Firth and Chris Mazzalesta, and the Hey Neighbor theme was written by Lisa Graham and Chris Mazzalesta. Editing, sound design, and audio production by Dale Leopold. Artwork by Richard McMurray. Join us again in 10 days for our next episode for more comedy, more music, and more My Friend Lisa stories. Thank you for listening.